With us in the studio, Movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, and author and prolific tweeter. He's going to review a movie called Puss in Boots. I saw the trailer. It's absolutely enthralling trailer, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the film. But what did you think? Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
It's been 12 years since the last Shrek movie and 11 years since the Puss in Boots spinoff. For that reason, you might understandably assume that the new sequel, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, is something that belongs in the litter box. I'm happy to say that this movie is way better than expected. Antonio Banderas returns as the swashbuckling feline. He's used up 8 of his 9 lives and is therefore already being stalked by death, which comes in the form of a wolf. A magic wishing star has fallen to Earth, and if he can get to it, he can use its last remaining wish to ask for more lives. First, though, he'll have to beat out two others looking to reach that star, the evil Jack Horner, voiced by John Mulaney, and the nasty Goldilocks, voiced by Florence Pugh. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish has a cool animation style. It looks less like the original movie and more like what we saw in 2018's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That makes the action scenes really come alive. The new characters are memorable, there are lots of huge laughs, and the voice actors have been perfectly cast. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish leaves you feeling like you've just eaten an entire jar of catnip. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 laser pointers.
I knew as I watched this trailer that I was watching something that's kind of like a cut above animated kids' movies. Kids will follow it. It's not complicated, but there's quite a bit going on just in the trailer.
Yeah, it's a little more sophisticated than the last Puss in Boots movie was. DreamWorks had a style for a long time that was really started and exemplified by the Shrek movies. The way they looked, the style of humor, lots of pop culture references and things thrown in. And this movie gets away from that. It has, like I said, a slightly different look visually. The humor is more character-based and situation-based. You don't get a lot of those pop culture references. And the voice acting is very funny, too. Antonio Banderas is hilarious as Puss in Boots. So they found a lot of ways to freshen this up. Going into it, I thought we don't need another Puss in Boots movie. And I really ended up loving this thing.
Well, and it's very three-dimensional. It's not just the animation's right in front of a flat. You know, there's the cat moving across the screen or Shrek or whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of dynamic and perspective and really spent a lot of time. Yeah, and this is interesting because you come in here and sometimes say that you observe that some animated movies are just out to make money, but they really put quite a bit of artistry in this.
They did, and that's a good word for it, artistry, in both the visuals and the storytelling. Without giving anything away, the film builds to a nice story and a nice message around that wishing star, dealing with looking at our lives and taking stock of the things that are right instead of focusing on the things that aren't right. And it really works all the way around. Kids are going to love it because it's got all of the crazy humor, but it's going to be one of those things that if you're a parent, you're going to enjoy it too. You're not going to be sitting there looking at your watch thinking, when is this over? You're going to get just as wrapped up in it as your kids will.
All right, so Puss in Boots, just a superlative job. And DreamWorks always does good work?
They've had a couple duds here and there, but they're pretty consistent, I would say. Okay. I'm glad to see them venturing off into some new areas like this. A lot of their movies early on did kind of seem the same, so now they're taking some risks.
Do you know that they're working on more projects that will also be noteworthy?
I don't know what they have in the pipeline, but yeah, I know that they do have a constant slate of things that they are developing.
All right, so we'll pay attention to that. Well, thank you. Okay, so that's Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, 3.5.
3.5 laser pointers.
Laser point. Okay, yeah, my cat will be happy if we just keep that thing with good fresh batteries. All right, entertainment news. The Critics' Choice Awards nominees are out, so talk about that.
Yes, and as a member of the Critics' Choice Association, I'm very excited by our nominees this year. Everything Everywhere All at Once was the big winner at the nominations. It got 14, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh. Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans also got a bunch of awards, including Best Picture. Babylon and The Banshees of Inisherin both got 9 nominations. Elvis and Tar got 7 nominations. Those are all nominated for Best Picture, along with Avatar, The Way of Water, Glass Onion, RRR, Top Gun Maverick, and Women Talking. So a great selection of films and performances that we nominated this year, and a nice variety of them, too. If you look at that Best Picture list, there's some serious, heavy artistic stuff, and then there's some really, really fun stuff like Top Gun Maverick. So I think it's a nice, well-rounded list.
All right. Do you, any predictions as to what rises to the top on that list? I saw the list when it came out this week. I thought, well, they're all certainly reported to be good movies. I haven't seen all of them.
You know, it's hard to say, but if I had to put money on it, I would say that Everything Everywhere All at Once probably is the front runner, because that seems to be a movie that everybody really likes. The other ones are generally favorably received, but there's a couple like Tar. There are some of us who do not care for that movie, you know, but Everything Everywhere All at Once, people seem to have liked across the board and have genuine enthusiasm about. So I think that's going to be the one really to watch right now.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out there. And the awards are presented when?
They will be in January.
Oh, geez.
On the CW.
4 weeks away or so. You know, I always think of January as being such a distant time, but we're scheduling January sunrise interviews and so on, so that's coming up.
Yeah, January 15th on the CW.
All right. Yeah, it is a month away. Exactly a month away. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Okay. Let's see. We had a suicide this week. Stephen Twitch Boss, the DJ from the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I wouldn't say I knew who he was ahead of time, but do now. And there's a mental health conversation that's associated with this.
There is. This really took everybody by surprise, because Twitch, aside from being on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, he was very popular on social media. He was very well associated with the TV show So You Think You Can Dance. And he was one of those people that whenever you saw him on TV or online, he always radiated joy and happiness. He always seemed upbeat and positive. So when the news broke that he had committed suicide, everybody was kind of shocked, because there was nothing that we knew about him publicly that would have indicated he was maybe struggling. So I think that's really the lesson here. Somebody can look like they're happy on the outside, and they can be dealing with some very serious pain inside. So we should probably say, if you're out there and you're listening and you're feeling that way, call and get some help. There is help out there.
Yeah, 988 is a national suicide hotline that's available to everybody anytime, no matter what your need is. They can help you get connected up. Well, and I think we kind of realize, too, that we probably have a lot of people around us, and maybe ourselves, you know, people listening to us, are saying, well, you know, I have this internal struggle. I have these suicidal ideations occasionally, or I'm struggling more with winter depression than I'm letting on.
Right.
And so, I do think it's a real eye-opener.
Yeah, so it's a real tragedy that this happened here, but hopefully it will at least spark a conversation, or maybe spur some people to get help so that they don't end up in such a dire place as he did.
Well, and after I saw this and saw some of the tributes that people did to him, like on the entertainment show and so on, you realize that he's one of these talented young people that probably would have had a substantially long career, and that I always look occasionally at some of the people, the adults that are doing performances and emceeing and hosting and so on, and I don't think they have talent. You know, they don't seem to have any attraction to me. But this guy had a charisma. You thought you were going to like him when he got to the microphone again as years went on.
Yeah, you couldn't see him without smiling or feeling good. He was just one of those people who had that kind of charisma and that kind of energy.
Okay, so Stephen Twitch.
Twitch
was his handle as a DJ. All right, and I'm going to call this a disappointment. Honestly, Henry Cavill's not going to be Superman anymore.
Yeah, do you remember like a month and a half ago when I reviewed Black Adam, one of the news stories we talked about was Henry Cavill announced that he was going to continue to play Superman in the DC movie franchises. Well, that's all
that's
over
gone,
now. What happened, DC is trying to do what Marvel is doing. They're trying to have a great big universe where everything is connected. Their movies have been hit or miss, and they haven't really succeeded in pulling off that connection and that world building. So they brought in Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn and his partner to take over all of DC and try to create something coherent. And in the wake of this, they're making some changes, and one of them is that they've decided to no longer go forward with Henry Cavill as Superman. The next Superman movie will be about a younger version of the character. So Henry Cavill went on social media and expressed disappointment that he's not going to get to play the character anymore. I thought he was a terrific Superman myself. I didn't care for one or two of the movies that they put him in, but I thought he was great. So Kind of a disappointment there, I have to agree with you.
Well, I saw him one time as Superman, but a perfectly convincing, enjoyable movie. You know, it was 2 hours of suspended animation in your life, so
right.
Mission accomplished. I wouldn't say that I remember everything about it, but when I heard that, well, you tweeted about this, and I thought, well, that's too bad, so he did a good job. Okay, Super Duper, you are going to see Avatar today.
I am, yeah. Going to be the... probably one of the two or three biggest movies of the year. So okay. Looking forward to that one. I love the original. So
what's
I can't
the
wait
buzz?
To this one. Buzz is really good, and everybody okay. says you got to see this one up on the big screen.
What's the buzz? Tell me what is happening. Where did we hear that? That was in the 80s. Jesus Christ Superstar. Remember the crowd would say, what's the buzz?
Oh,
tell
yeah.
me what's happening. All right, anyway. So I digress.
I haven't thought about that
I can't remember yesterday, but I locked in the 80s. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. He is a Critics Choice Association member, so he's voting on all these good movies that we're talking about at Aisle Seat on Twitter. Follow that like I do. And his appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg, campustheater.org.